This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out on vacation. It's unheard of. I feel like there needs to be fanfare music. He and I have worked together for, gosh, almost 11 years, and this is the first vacation that Doug has ever taken in at least my time knowing him. He typically will only miss a show, like in the case of natural disaster or maybe delayed plane or something like that. Yeah. So hopefully we'll get some updates from him throughout the week. In the meantime, the girls are taking over. The rooster's leaving the roost?
While the rooster's away, the hens will play?
The hens will play, something like that. All right, so we all know the story from, probably about a month ago now, where Kim Kardashian was held at gunpoint. She had millions of dollars worth of jewelry stolen from her. She's been off of social media since then, kind of recovering. Well, now a new story is breaking. This one involving an ESPN reporter who was also held at gunpoint over the weekend after she had posted some pictures about her jewelry and her belongings. She now saying she was held at gunpoint the same way. So the question for you ladies is, how will social media change? Because there are a lot of people who are sort of loosey-goosey with it, who post when they're going on vacation, and that has long been thought an invitation for people that know you to maybe come in and go through your stuff, maybe, kind of be up to no good. Is this going to change the way we post? Can you no longer put up a picture of your engagement ring or your belongings or something you're really proud of because you might be the target of this type of crime?
And funny side note here, you wouldn't think it, but Faith is actually a man.
That's right. You know what?
Wait, what?
Surprise! Actually, that is true. Yeah, it is a man. He actually was putting up pictures of his jewelry online. He had championship rings and that sort of thing. He's a former Iowa Hawkeye. That is.
What's his last name? Faith what?
Ekitike.
Yeah, you say it, Kara.
Ekakitie. Because I can't pronounce it.
E-I-E-I-O. I didn't get any of that.
No, but I do think it's true, especially with... Because I think this is a big issue that the Kardashians have had, too, is that they're always Snapchatting everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, on Snapchat, you can put your location, and they're always talking about what they're doing and where they are. And so I think it's true that if you are posting pictures where you've got tons of jewelry on and also letting people know where you are, then that could lead to really dangerous things. Now, it seems silly to not be able to take any pictures of any jewelry or anything like that, but I don't know. Maybe that's the age that we're getting into.
It's the new thing, I think. I mean, and then another story, a TV reporter said that she was also held up, that two men actually broke in. This is Kristen Ledlow, who's an NBA reporter, who said three men actually came in to her room and robbed her at gunpoint. And she says she's taking a break from social media. So it seems like now we've got three cases of people who are in the public spotlight who are posting pictures of their stuff, whether that's jewelry or whether that's whatever kind of, you know, championship stuff it is. Does this change the way celebrities might use social media? And does that trickle into your own life? Because, you know, it makes you think, I never post when I'm going on vacation, but you do post vacation pictures. I mean, that's just natural.
And some people, I have a few friends who are very, very good about this stuff, and they don't post any vacation pictures until they're actually home from vacation. That's I mean, to me, that's hard. I wouldn't be able to do that. And mostly just because when you use your iPhone or your smartphone for your vacation pictures, everything's automatically uploaded. And if you can't Snapchat from your vacation or an Instagram story, I mean, it's hard to really not show that you're on vacation. But I think it's important to not Snapchat or do Instagram stories or post pictures of things that are in your home, because that, you know, whether it's jewelry or electronics, I mean, things that get stolen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important, to make sure you know what's in the background of all of your pictures. And there have been cases where, you know, especially if this is before, I think this isn't, there were a few cases in New Jersey where I'm from where people unfortunately had geotagged their pictures. And so it's very easy to find where someone's house is. And they were, you know, either talking about a new appliance that they got or some new fancy thing. And then a couple days later, they were robbed. So there is a correlation. And I think you just have to be really aware of what you post. And if you're a celebrity, I mean, you're already a target. Why would you want to make yourself more of a target?
I think when I go on vacation, my solution is I'm going to post pictures of my vicious dogs and my armed guards that are standing in front of the palatial Horn Estate in Sunland. You know, I think that'll be what that'll be how I handle it.
The most effective thing you could post is just a picture of you with your gun.
There you go, right?
That would be the number one thing that would deter me as a potential thief.
I love it. I will do that. All right. Also in the news, we even talked in the last couple of hours here, at least, we've talked about hacking. It seems like we cannot talk about the election. We just can't get through life without saying that H word. It seems like it's just been really prevalent, whether it's WikiLeaks or whether it's all the sites that got taken down last Friday. Well, this news out now, an American hacker who is going by the name The Jester, well, he just defaced a Russian government website, and this was all in retaliation for cyber attacks on U.S. targets. On Friday, The Jester left a message on the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs website that said, "Knock it off."
Wow.
Okay, it said, quote, "Comrades, we interrupt regularly scheduled Russian Foreign Affairs website programming to bring you the following important message. Knock it off. If you may be able to push around nations around you, but this is America. Nobody is impressed." So no one knows who this Jester guy is yet, but I guess this was all in a result from frustration of not only the Russians trying to get involved with our presidential election that's going on, the WikiLeaks hacking, and then, of course, getting involved with knocking down, and this is allegedly, knocking down Amazon, Twitter, all of the websites that were attacked last Friday.
Yeah, and I think if the quote-unquote attack from last Friday, I mean, it took a lot of, you know, it basically what they did was they flooded the system, so it made it look like if Twitter normally has 100 million users, it made it look like there were 300 million using it at one time. So that they overwhelmed all of these websites. But, you know, I don't know, maybe this is just my American pride, but I have to believe that our hackers are way better than Russian hackers. Chinese hackers are tough. I will give them some props. But the Russian hackers, I feel like they're only like two steps removed from North Korean hackers, which don't exist, you know, because they ain't got no internet. So
I don't know. I'd like to think ours are better. I'm just not so sure. All right, health news, and it's Monday. We want to kick the week off right. We've got health news for you next. It's the DJV show at 15 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 minutes past the hour. It is On Air with DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls, Doug on vacation. And ladies, omega-3s get a lot of news coverage, right? Those supplements, fish oil, krill oil, flaxseed oil, all have good, rich omega-3 oils. Well, this is good news. You may want to put this into your diet if you're looking to have a baby. Researchers say that this common fat that's found in fish like salmon, flaxseed, it does play a role, or may play a role, in boosting fertility. There was a new study out from the American Society of Reproductive Medicine at their annual meeting that, at least in mice, this seems to help with fertility issues.
Yeah.
And this is kind of cool because, look, there are a lot of outside issues that influence a woman's fertility. You also are kind of battling against your own biological clock. There's a lot of things like polycystic ovarian syndrome that hurt a woman's chances of having a baby. And if this is something easy that you can kind of implement into your diet, either by eating more salmon or adding flaxseed to smoothies or oatmeal or your meals, or if you just take a supplement, I mean, this, why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, and they say that omega-3s, they have a lot of different uses too, but they say often they're put in heavy doses in prenatal vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, I mean, the problem with omega-3s from the research that I've done on this and just throughout the years, you know, interviewing doctors and things like that, the quality of fish oil is a huge problem because a lot of fish oil that if you just take a regular capsule of fish oil, a lot of it, they say, is already rancid. And the fish oil is very hard to preserve and to keep it in a really good, pristine condition in order for your body to absorb it and get the maximum benefits. Some doctors say if you're a vegetarian or vegan, you're obviously not going to take fish oil. But you can also get it, like you said, Jen, from flaxseed oil. That's also a good source. And avocados mm-hmm. have a lot of omega-3s. So if anything, beef up on your avocado intake because you really can get a lot of omega-3s just from your diet before they figure out how to best supplement it. The interesting thing about this study, the omega-3s not only helped the mice produce more eggs, but they were better quality eggs, which, as women age, the quality of our eggs decline rapidly when
you
hit like that
shelf.
I can
smell the rotting from me. Yeah. I smell that rotting egg smell right from here.
Oh, don't say say that.
Very sad.
Oh,
yeah, it does. It does improve the quality of your eggs. And look, hey, if you get somebody telling you that there's a reason for you to eat that guacamole, I mean, maybe they'll find a health benefit for margaritas, and we can all call it a day. You know,
there you go.
Kind of
Cinco de Mayo all year long.
That's right. And a good note about those supplements: when you do have those oily supplements, make sure you're getting a good live, high quality supplement. Sometimes you have to refrigerate them. It's a lot better there. More up ahead. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria at 21 past the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey girl, hey girl, we can make it easy if we let each other.
Hey girl, hey girl, we don't need to keep on wanting to bother. Hey girl, hey girl.
24 minutes past the hour, it is On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie out on vacation. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen holding down the fort. And it is New Music Monday now. Let us know. You can follow our Twitter feed at DJ B Show, hashtag New Music Monday. Let us know what you think. This is a brand new album from Lady Gaga. It's called Joanne. This is the cut. It's called Hey Girl. Hey girl.
Hey girl. Hi. Featuring Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine. This is Gaga's girl power anthem on this album, apparently.
Yeah, this is different sounding for Lady Gaga. I kind of like it because it's got that clear vocal style. Her vocals are great.
Yeah.
You can actually hear them. You know, when she goes real poppy, you know, obviously it becomes more about the music and the beat. This is kind of a nice blend for pop style and her really rich vocals.
Absolutely. Well said. You should be a music critic.
You know, that's my next job. One of us. All right, let's go to another cut here. This is Come to Mama. Oh, yeah. How many times have I said that this weekend? It's moments like this where I kind of miss Dougie because I think he would love this song.
I think he would really like it.
It's got that 50s kind of doo-wop-y sort of poppy sound to it.
Yeah. It's a little Amy Winehouse. I'm getting
very,
a little Amy vibe, yeah.
Definitely throwback in its tone. I like it. This is different for her. What, you know, the cool thing thing about Lady Gaga is that she started as sort of a shocking personality where she just sort of took over the room. She was wearing neat dresses and she always had this wild fashion. Now that she's made it, she's settled that part of her life down and she's really put the focus on her talent, which is amazing. Doing duets with Tony Bennett. Kind of music where it sounds a little different. Every album has its own feel. She's a real artist.
And a lot of artists kind of do that. They'll do an album that's commercially successful, and then you really get to see who they are in the next album. And she's done two big pop albums, and she has said that Joanne, this new album, is the most... It's really the essence of who she really is. So it's very cool.
All right, let's listen to another. Now, this is Dancing in Circles.
Baby, don't cry, baby, don't cry. I'm singing, dancing in circles. Feels good to be lonely.
Now she's giving me Gwen Stefani in this.
A little bit, yeah.
I was thinking the exact same thing when listening to this.
Really interesting. Let us know again what you think. At DJ V Show, use the hashtag New Music Monday. And let us know what you think about this album from Lady Gaga. You can also follow any of us at Victoria Keelan, at Jennifer Horn. And Kara, are you at Kara Schillen?
I'm at C. Schillen.
C. Schillen. There you go. On
and
Twitter.
I'm at On Air Victoria.
I lie.
Sorry, don't I'm you know it all?
Down, ladies. Come on. All right. And then let's listen to the title track here. This one is called Joanne. Now, do we know what the significance of Joanne is, Victoria?
Yeah, Joanne is her aunt, her dad's sister, who passed away before she was born. And she died of lupus, I believe. And so her dad has a restaurant here in New York City where I live called Joanne. And if you watch The Housewives of New York City, they just had a big fight there. So, but it's a great little home-style Italian place. So she dedicated this album to her Aunt Joanne, and who she has said has been a guardian angel for her all her life.
Nice. All right, so we give this one a thumbs up, ladies? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
I'm giving two thumbs up, yeah.
Two thumbs up, Kara, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think this is my favorite stuff from her thus far.
Except for Poker Face.
Well, that's a classic. Bad Romance, but yeah.
Bad Romance is always going to be great.
Oh, it's a good one. All right, I give two thumbs up to this one, too. I like it. Very diverse, very telling, and a good showcase for the artistry of Lady Gaga. More up ahead. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria at 28 past the hour.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch-resistant. Stylish. Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vitraza.com.
Use the discount code RADIO to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vitraza.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Yeah.
love TLC. I totally love it. Got a smile on my face. It is on air with DJ V at 34, 35 minutes past the hour. If you're on the way into work or maybe you got to take the kids to school, Doug Steffen out on vacation. He's not doing either of those things, and good for him. He deserves the break. We are holding down the fort. I am Jennifer Horn. That is Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen at the controls. Now, ladies, we like to talk about donuts here sometimes.
We like to
think about them lovingly. Favorite donuts, everybody, real quick, down the line at Victoria.
Oh, at Dunkin' Donuts, I can't resist the powdered donut that has the chocolate filling in it.
Oh, that sounds pretty good, Kara.
I love a classic rainbow sprinkle.
You know, I like the sprinkle, too. I'm kind of a glazed girl myself. You know, the more frosting you can pack on it, the happier I'm. And I make no bones about it. Well, there's a new report out from Dunkin' Donuts that says that the presidential election is actually killing its sales. Apparently, it has had a dampening effect that Dunkin' Donuts is blaming on the two candidates. It's according to their stockholders, people have felt less inclined to go to Dunkin' Donuts since the presidential election started. They said that the election is hurting its sales. They had an earnings call last Thursday, and Dunkin' Donuts announced that its revenue was low, despite same-store sales out of the U.S. being higher than expected. They say it's a contentious election that is making people not want to go into the stores. Now, this is kind of weird for me because typically when I'm stressed, all I want is a donut.
I mean, we were talking earlier, Jim Beam is killing it. I mean, everyone wants whiskey. The next morning when you're hungover, you need donuts.
It's not clear to Business Insider, who's reporting on this, why the election would cause fewer people to buy coffee and donuts from the retailer. But they say it's likely due to the uncertainty surrounding the presidential election, and that's causing the negative impact. So maybe people thinking, what are things going to be like in January? Am I going to have money for these non-essential items? Like a good old fashioned cruller, maybe that could be part of it. I don't know.
That totally makes sense if that's how people are, if that's their line of thinking. But Starbucks isn't having the same report, and Starbucks is like five times more expensive than Dunkin' Donuts.
I know.
It's the rich people going to Starbucks who aren't worried about
they're okay
finances, their donut budget.
I wonder if fast food is trending down all across the board.
That's an interesting question. You know, I went and got at the local Target, my favorite French store, this weekend. I was able to go out and get some pumpkin spice flavored Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I don't know if that impacts their earnings or if they're talking about people actually going in and out of the store. But, I can't imagine, again, if you're stressed out, if this election cycle is making you unhappy, go eat a donut. That's a cure-all.
Yeah, and well, speaking of Target, Victoria Beckham, who has a super of the posh spice, has a super high end fashion line. She's bringing a new collaboration to Target next spring.
This is like a new thing that they're doing at Target, where these big name designers will actually go and do a low cost line. And these things sell out, by the way. People go online, they wait in line essentially to buy these items from the collection. They almost become collector's items because they sell out so quickly.
Yeah, and I mean, she's going to have I think the most expensive thing in the collection is $70.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
She doesn't eat really any. Posh does not eat any donuts, though. That's
she
why
does
she's
not eat donuts.
No, she is a donut-free zone.
Although she eats salmon every single day. I read an interview with her recently because she has really bad acne. And so her doctor told her that her omega-3s she needs more. And so he told her to eat salmon every single day to clear up her acne. Who knew?
Fred Dreyer, my friend Fred Dreyer from the Giants and the Rams, scored two safeties in one game, former Star of Hunter. He eats salmon and broccoli every single day as well. Pretty unbelievable.
Good for you. Yeah.
All right. Also going on in social media, there was a photo that was taken of Donald Trump's son, Eric. You know him? He's the blonde one.
Is he the oldest?
He's not. It's Donald. I think it's Donald Jr., then Ivanka, then Eric. So
he's the
third child.
Of that cluster. He's the youngest.
He would be the youngest. That's right. Well, apparently the internet has erupted. It did over the weekend anyway. Eric Trump was in a restaurant and he took a picture with someone who then posted on social media. In the picture, Eric Trump is holding a free water cup. You know when you go to a fast food place and you say, I just want water, and they give you like this small plastic cup and then you can fill it up with water at the soda fountain?
Yeah.
Well, he's holding up this free water cup, except the horrors.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's filled with lemonade.
How could he?
How
I've definitely
could
never
he?
Done that before.
I definitely
ever.
Didn't do that last weekend at Panera. No.
Well, the internet has gone nuts about this. They've done memes. There's been all kinds of stuff with this image shown. This was at an In-N-Out Burger restaurant in Las Vegas. Nevada is a key swing state, so the Trumps have been there, obviously. And so he goes into this In-N-Out, and he's got lemonade in his water cup. Oh, and social media outraged. Pretty
some
funny.
Places give you, don't some places have like a pitcher of lemon water or something like that that you can, I think Panera is one of those places. And I know there's a soup chain here in New York City where I am called Hale and Hardy, and they have it too, where it's free lemonade. I don't know. Is it, did he definitely do what the rest of the normal humans do, and they used a water cup for lemonade? I mean, I don't want to crucify the guy if he didn't really do anything wrong.
Can I tell you what a goody-goody I am? I have never done that. I know, but I do go to Honey Baked Ham, by the way, which if you've ever been to Honey Baked Ham, they do delicious sandwiches and wraps. Like, if you don't just go in there for the gigantic ham hock or the turkey, you go in there and actually get a sandwich. And they are so smart because they put out flavored water. They usually do like lemon or cucumber. They actually have that water. I'll be fine sticking with water, but I can't go to the soda fountain with the water cup. That's too embarrassing.
Really? Because everyone around you is doing it.
I know.
So if anything, they're probably embarrassed for you that you haven't caught on and you're not robbing the system.
As my mom would say, Victoria, just because everybody is jumping off of a building doesn't mean that you have to.
Very much like a teacher, right? Spoken like a true teacher.
Exactly right. All right, we are going to be talking about healthcare for millennials, and we've got two millennials. I've just missed the cusp at 38 years old, but Victoria and Kara are in that millennial generation, and healthcare is a big issue. You know, there was a lot of hope that millennials would jump onto Obamacare. That didn't quite work out because they were more into the urgent care, going to the doctor only when you need it system instead of having insurance. And Jesse Cureton is going to be with us next talking about how millennials can get great health care and more information that you need. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria at 42 minutes past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Change of season is almost upon us, and lifestyle expert Chris Drew shares tips and tricks for looking and feeling your best.
When the seasons change, so should your skincare products. And we found the perfect moisturizer to help combat the dry skin that typically accompanies the fall season. Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer helps you get beautifully moisturized skin and right in the shower with a breakthrough formula that blends with the water on your skin to deliver hydration. You just rub it in and pat dry, no need to rinse off. This Wet Skin Moisturizer immediately absorbs to lock in moisture with no sticky residue. It also has a restoring argan oil, which is known for its healing and soothing properties, helps skin look four times healthier in just a single application. And this one I have here with original cherry almond essence is delicately fragranced with the brand's iconic and timeless scent. You can get these at drugstores nationwide for just $6.99 each.
For more, go to Jergens.com.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is Doug, Jen, and Victoria at 45 minutes past the hour, and this is kind of a treat because although I am not quite the millennial, we have two lovely millennial ladies with us, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen out on vacation. He is not a millennial, but that's okay. Don't tell him I said that. Jesse Keratin joins us now talking about healthcare issues for millennials. Welcome to the DJV show, Jesse.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you. Now, tell us about what this new study. You're here to talk to us about this new study with millennials and healthcare. First, define the generation's actual issues with what's going on with the current healthcare system.
So first of all, I represent Novant Health, and what's foundational in our organization is really getting consumer information for so that we can continue to build a strategy around remarkable patient experience. And with this notion, we've looked and surveyed broad populations, and there was some interesting information that came from millennials. The first piece of information that was really a surprise for us, no surprise that millennials spend a lot of time on social media, 5 hours or so a day with social media and television, 4 hours or so sitting at a desk. But when we asked them the question around, do you have enough time, they said they do not. They do not have enough time to exercise around healthcare. So we think that this has created a unique opportunity for us to better inform them. If you listen to the American College of Cardiology, what they tell us is if we can find 5 minutes per day just to exercise, it can prevent premature death and even add an additional 3 years to our life.
Say that again, 5 minutes a day, Jesse, can make that difference?
5 minutes a day can make that much of a difference. So who can't find 5 minutes a day? So we see this as an opportunity for us to be even more focused around millennials in educating them on the value and the importance of exercise.
It's interesting how we find ourselves feeling so busy, and you're right. We do spend so much time on social media. We spend time watching TV, and we kind of prioritize ourselves last in that equation. And it is funny how we have this false sense of busyness, right, of work, where we could actually put down the cell phone. We can put down our devices. We can get off the couch and spend that 5 minutes. What about end-of-life planning? Because it's also one of those
What's
things.
That?
Exactly, where millennials go, I'm never going to die. I'm going to live forever. But if you plan now, you have such a much easier time as you get older in life.
Well, you're absolutely right. As we looked at the survey information, a number of things came out of that. One is, you know, how millennials receive information and how they view respect, but more specifically around end of life. When we look at the broader community, the broader community is very uncomfortable with end of life planning. When we focus more on the millennials in their view, they don't have a clue where to start. We see this as an opportunity because we think end of life planning is part of the healthcare continuum. We think it's empowering for us to make decisions now, meeting and having conversations with our family members and our physicians around decisions that we would make around end-of-life planning. So we see it as an opportunity, again, to educate the millennials as well because we think it's extremely empowering, and we're looking forward to playing our role at Novant Health in educating the communities as well as our physicians and staff members around the importance of end-of-life planning and that very important discussion.
Yeah, I think that's an important one, and, you know, it is so much less emotional emotional. When you're in great health, to put together the plans that you want to see fulfilled for yourself, it's so much less emotional to do it when you're young and you're in great shape, and even before your parents maybe have to deal with these kinds of decisions. So it is really smart to make sure that you're doing that early. Now, as far as the medical professionals that we see every day that are kind of part of our routine, how are they preparing these millennials for these types of decisions, living a good life and also end-of-life care?
So highly sensitive, but I will tell you that the healthcare community, physicians, clinicians are embracing the notion of the discussion. At Novant Health, we have a program called Choices and Champions, where we are teaching our employees, our staff, and our physicians to be more comfortable with the discussions, as well as informing the public around why these decisions are very important. So it's kind of a new conversation, but one that's growing rapidly and one that we think is extremely important.
All right, for more information, you can visit the website, and this is an interesting survey, NovantHealth.org. That's NovantHealth.org. Jesse Cureton, thanks so much for joining us. It is 50 minutes past the hour on Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Name this piece of music.
Ooh,
creepy. From a classic film. This is so up Chucker's alley. It's time for movie moments on Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Chuck Curry is our movie man. All right, Chucker, fill us in on what we're listening to. This seems like it's like on high rotation in your iPod.
Yeah, that's Amityville Horror, which came out in 1979. Saw James Brolin and Margaret Kidder. Critics were inclined, but it was a big hit at the box office. Produced for like $5 million, did $81 million at the box office. And that's really good, the spooky theme Halloween music. And I believe we're 7 days out to Halloween, which will be next Monday. So we're going to play some horror music every day we come on.
What's different about our usual movie news segments? I mean, you're kind of in... Chucker's got a very, let's see, you've got a keen sense for the psychological thrillers, for vampires, werewolves, all kinds of good stuff.
Well, actually, I did this weekend, I hosted a revival showing of Alien with Sigourney Weaver from 1979.
Sure.
I must say, I haven't seen that film in a while. Audience really dug it. I dug it also. It's an amazing high-definition transfer from the studio, and had a good time doing it.
I like it. Well, let's talk about the weekend. So not only did you have that screening, but there was also some big news at the box office. What did well this weekend, Tucker?
Exactly as I predicted last week. People would flock to boo a Madea Halloween. Actually, I didn't think they'd flock. I didn't think they'd flock, but amazingly, the film did really well. $27.6 million opening over a budget of $20.
Wow.
Listen, Tyler Perry, I respect. I think he's a really talented guy. I had a conversation with you guys off air saying that I thought his performance in Gone Girl was excellent. But, you know, he continues to do these Madea movies, and they continue to make money. This one did pretty well. Number two is Jack Reacher, Never Back Down. Surpassed expectations, opened at $23 million. It stars Tom Cruise. Horror film Origin of Evil, which is a sequel to a movie that was not well received, at $14 million, a place third. Ben Affleck's The Accountant placed fourth, $14 million, a very solid $48 million in 2 weeks of release. And Girl on the Train round out the top five, $7.2 million, $45 million in 3 weeks. I just wanted to briefly mention, I'm a big fan of The Walking Dead. Last night they had their season 7 premiere, highly anticipated, with Jeffrey Dean Morgan brought on to play the villainous Negan. The show has always been obviously violent because it deals with the end of the world and zombies. But last night's episode, which is blowing up literally the internet,
it totally is easily
the most graphic in terms of real violence and psychological violence I've ever seen on a basic cable television show. Not to say it wasn't good, because I thought it was extremely compelling, but from what I read on the internet, I have to believe that the hardcore comic fans were extremely satisfied. But anybody who tunes into that show is a casual viewer, I think that was maybe a bit much for them. It was extremely violent. I've never seen anything like it. And very sad, too, because they killed off two major characters. One, who's been on the show since the second episode of season one. So his character arc goes back 7 years. And these two characters died a very brutal death. And it was hard to watch, I got to be honest.
Is this the final season of The Walking Dead?
No, they plan to. No, not at all. They basically feel that this point, which was episode 100 in the comics, is sort of a relaunch, reboot for the franchise. And they think they could keep the show going anywhere from 10 to 15 years easily. There's that much content going forward. And I think the rating, if I had to predict, I would predict at least 20 million people tuned in to that episode last night. And
I bet you're right, just based on social media, yeah.
Absolutely. One other bit of movie news I want to bring up, which is a big story that hit over the weekend. Director Tim Miller, a first-time director who directed the big hit movie Deadpool for 20th Century Fox, that was one of the most profitable films released this year, has parted ways on the sequel, having creative differences with producer star Ryan Reynolds. They both made a lot of money off that film, very successful. And this is one of those stories I hate to see, because this guy did, even even though I'm not a big fan of Deadpool, it made a lot of money, has a big fan base, and it goes to show you a lot of egos get in the way.
A lot of egos. All right, Chuck Curry, thank you so much. More movie moments tomorrow. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria at 59 past the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.